Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Pretty in Punk, the punk rock podcast. I'm your host, Fiona, your girly girl guide to the world of punk and rock music and everything in between. And we have something a little bit different today for this week's episode, something that I haven't done before, but I've been wanting to do for a while now. We're going to be doing a documentary review. This past weekend, I finally watched Filmage, the Story of Descendants / All. Now, I've been a Descendants fan for years. Exhibit A, Milo Goes to College in the back, if you're watching on video. They're one of my favorite bands, but I will admit, I've never watched this documentary. And before you're like, how do you call yourself a Descendants fan? You've just never watched this documentary. In all fairness, it was never on a streaming platform that I had. I never had the access to watch it until now. So here we go. We're going to do a documentary review. I want to keep it more light, more fun. I want to talk about some of the things that really stood out to me that were most memorable for me and that really caught my eye. So just to get into it, I want to start off with why I wanted to watch this documentary. Okay, so if you didn't know, if you're new here, Descendants are one of my favorite bands ever. And let's take it all the way back. First of all, I started listening to Descendants when I was like 15 or 16. I discovered them in physics class while listening to Pandora on a school iPad and fell in love instantly. And it's actually kind of funny that I discovered them in a science class because Milo is a scientist, if you didn't know. From there, I've been hooked. I would say that they are in my top five favorite bands of all time for sure. And Milo Goes to College is my all-time favorite album ever. Like, hands down, I can say that confidently without even thinking. If someone asked me, what is your favorite album? Milo Goes to College. Easy. Anyway, that was just a super brief background onto why I wanted to watch the documentary, how I discovered Descendants, and just to let you know, I love them, okay? They're a very meaningful band for me. They're one of the bands that really introduced me to the world of punk, and I love them. So I was really excited to finally check out this documentary. So let's talk about it. Let's dive in. Filmage, the Story of Descendants / All. It was released in 2013 and was written by Matt Riggle and directed by both Matt Riggle and Dietl LaCour. If you want to watch this documentary, it's available on Amazon Prime, Tubi, a few other streaming platforms as well. I honestly didn't know any of the other streaming platforms, but if you look up the film, you will be able to find where to watch it and what streaming platforms it's on. If you haven't heard about this documentary before, I want to give just a brief synopsis. Obviously, of course, it is about Descendants and All, but I want to give you the full synopsis, the full summary. So I'm just going to read this and also put it on screen if you are watching on video, just so you can get a little bit of a better picture about it. I think the synopsis that is written online about this film, it perfectly describes exactly what you need to know about this film. So I'm going to read it to you. Long before punk rock appeared in mainstream music, the Descendants were in a van brewing a potent mix of pop, angst, love, and coffee that influenced a generation. Filmage, the Story of Descendants / All, is a 2013 independent documentary film chronicling the history of the American punk rock bands Descendants and All. The film uses an oral history format, telling the band's stories through the use of interviews with over 40 subjects, as well as new and archival footage. It stars drummer Bill Stevenson, singer Milo Aukerman, bassist Carl Alvarez and guitarist Steven Egerton, and features nearly all past and present members of both bands. It also features numerous musicians who were contemporaries of, worked with, or were influenced by the Descendants and All. And the film's title derives from their tradition of using that suffix in a lot of songs like myage, tonyage, bikeage, songs like that. So that is a common theme in Descendants' discography. So it only made sense that they used that for the title of this documentary. Now, as I mentioned when reading that summary, it did feature most of the band members past and present from both Descendants and All. Like, for example, it also featured Tony Lombardo, Chad Price, Dave Smalley, Scott Reynolds, and other members as well. And as for the other musicians that were interviewed as well, whether it be people that they worked with or other musicians who were influenced by Descendants, some of those people featured some pretty iconic names in the punk world and the rock world as well. I mean, we had Brian Baker, Greg Graffin, Dave Grohl, Brett Gerwitz, Keith Morris, Fat Mike. There were a bunch. I don't want to bore you with literally listing everybody that was in this film, but I guarantee you at least one of your other favorite musicians is in this film as well. So now that I've given you some background, I want to start off by listing some of my key takeaways, the things that stood out to me the most in this film while watching this documentary, the things that I kept thinking about, the things that I remembered, and the things that definitely were my favorite parts of the documentary as well. And I do want to mention too, if you are the kind of person that you want to go in completely blind to a film, I'm probably going to mention some spoilers in here. I mean, spoilers, it's a documentary, so how many spoilers can it really be? It's not like I'm spoiling the end of like a brand new feature film, but it's facts that you can very well look up on like literally Wikipedia or something, okay? But if you really want to go into this blind, I recommend watching the film first and then maybe watching this video. Let's start off. I love that this film went deeper into the personal lives of a lot of the band members. It talked about some struggles that they had faced both past and present, whether it be in their childhood or in their adulthood. It talked about, you know, some parental issues that they had faced, and even that being the origin of the song Parents and how that came to be. So many of the band members faced home lives that really weren't all that great, and it's interesting how that contributed to one of their songs and maybe even more. There were some parts in the documentary that got a little emotional as well, and I really liked that. I liked seeing the more raw emotional side of them, especially Bill Stevenson. He was a very, very main focus in the film. I mean, he is kind of like the brains of Descendants and the driving force of the band, I would say. And he was a very big focus in this documentary. It talked about a lot of his personal life, just a lot of trouble that he faced with his relationship with his father, as well as some medical issues that he had faced. And it got very emotional at parts. And I really liked that. And I wasn't expecting that at all. I didn't know what to expect going into this. I guess I was expecting definitely a lot of like archival footage, the making of certain albums or songs, but I wasn't expecting it to get so emotional at certain points. So I really liked that. I liked that it showed a more real side of these people, right? It was a lot of realism, and I really, really liked that element of it. I also loved, of course, that it talked about Milo's two sides. I think if you know Descendants, you know a lot about Milo Ackerman and the fact that he is both a punk singer and he's also a scientist. I mean, he's had a whole resume full of a scientific career. That is just so sick to me. I actually did a whole episode on punk musicians that have degrees, and Milo was even a professor at one point, and it went into the whole timeline of Descendants and all, and how when Milo would go away to college, they would take a break, and then that's when all would come in. So it went a lot into that side as well, which I love. I think Milo is a super interesting person. I think he's so well-rounded and so unique, and I love that he has both of these sides to him. So I, of course, they had to touch on that element, so I'm happy that they did. As I said, Bill Stevenson was a very big focus in the film, and I love that it went so deep into his side of the story and a lot of his perspectives on both Descendants and all. First of all, he has a really great personality. I mean, even just watching him on a screen, when he was talking, he's very captivating in the way that he talks. He has a really great, vibrant personality. And I was just fascinated when he was talking. And especially, he's a great storyteller too, the way that he was talking about stories from his childhood, stories from band rehearsals. I mean, everything he was talking about, I found very interesting. It is also a topic that I love to learn about and talk about, so I would have found it interesting anyway. But I think the way that he talks and he conveys his stories is very, very interesting to listen to. And of course, he did also talk about his time in Black Flag as well. So we did get a lot of his full story of his music timeline. A lot of the band members talked about how he was such a perfectionist, and he was maybe even a little too intense when it came to rehearsals or recordings. I mean, there was one song that they were recording and he had them record it over and over again, and it took a whole day to record this one song. I found it very funny. Truly, he is a very passionate man. And apparently he was like dangling like a Snickers bar and he was like, when you're done, you can have it. So I thought that was funny. Bill also mentioned a few times how certain songs came to be the inspirations for lyrics or how he came up with different riffs. And that I love. I love learning about the origins of songs, the meanings behind songs. And I mean, for example, he was explaining how he just woke up and immediately just had the whole melody and all of the lyrics to Clean Sheets just in his head. So that is very fascinating to me. So I just adored the way that he explained things. This man needs a podcast because I would listen to it nonstop. I love the way that he talks and I like his perspectives on things. This documentary touched a lot too on the collaborative process of Descendants a lot. Everybody was very collaborative on writing songs. So that was really cool, even though they definitely touched on the fact that yes, Bill was the driving force in this band and it really was like a drummer-led band. They really focused on the group efforts in this as well. Most of the members had songs that they had written. Another thing I liked is that they kept it real with how fans received All. This isn't like a history explanation episode, so I'm not going to get into like the whole history and backstory of Descendants and All. I would love to do that. That could be a whole nother episode, but honestly, this documentary explains it perfectly. Like, I don't need to do an episode on that. So when All first started playing shows, they really kept it real with the reception of the band. And I like that. I like that they just like, they didn't gloss over anything. They were like, yeah, a lot of people did not like it. And they would yell at the various vocalists because there were a few during the timeline of All, and they would say, you're not Milo. And people were just not feeling it. So I like that they just kept it real with that. And it's shown kind of like, I guess you could say, the struggle of going from Descendants to All and then back to Descendants and then back to All. So overall, it kept it very real. You know, I liked that. They were just like, hey, this is what happened. People didn't like it, but we still did it. So you gotta commend them for that. I think Bill Stevenson said it best in the documentary. He literally said that All was the band guilty of not being Descendants. I think that about sums it up, but I really like that they kept that part so real. One part I really liked too is I liked that since it was a documentary, it was pretty much chronological from the origins of Descendants all the way to present day when it was filmed. That was in like 2013. I think they started filming in around 2011. So I liked when it was the present day moments. They did show some of the band members, their wives and their children. And it was just very sweet to see them like with their families. I mean, some of their kids even had on Descendants shirts. I forget whose child it was, but someone was like, who do you like better, Descendants or All? And their daughter was like, Descendants. And it was really cute. I like audibly laughed at that moment. I thought that was really funny. That's just cool. I don't know why. I love seeing like rock stars or like punk musicians. I love seeing them with their kids and just having like normal lives and like normal houses. I love that. It just shows that they are real humans. And I think that overall, this is a big takeaway from this, is that they are real humans, especially with the emotional side of it. I mean, you see these people on a stage, right? When you see them at a concert and it's like, oh my God, there they are. I've been listening to these people my whole lives. But like, then they go home to their wives and their kids and they're like anybody else, you know? I really liked that. I liked that it showed the little family moments. It was brief, but I did like that element. As for the music in the film, of course, mostly it was Descendants and All songs being used, especially like the underscore. It would have a lot of instrumental versions of some of the songs from both of these bands. So I really liked that. I liked that they used their music. I mean, of course they would. Why wouldn't they? But I liked that because I would get excited when I would like hear one of my favorite songs start playing. So loved that element, of course. This documentary also touched on how unique Descendants is as a band, because I mean, they had this punk sound, but they also used really interesting melodies and they used harmonies. And even Dave Grohl, who was interviewed for this documentary, he said that they weren't afraid to sing these like shameless love songs. They had a lot of like these hopeless romantic type songs, and a lot of their contemporaries weren't really singing love songs, right? Like a lot of other punk bands that came out around that time, a lot of their lyrics were very like politically charged, I would say, but they were just getting up on stage and Milo would scream these like hopeless romantic lyrics, or even at one point they were talking about how they in their songs would speak on, you know, the people in high school that would make fun of them and call them a loser, but really they were the losers, right? So I loved that. I just loved that in the documentary they said them themselves, like Milo was this nerdy guy who was this punk vocalist, and that's awesome. But I think that's so cool. He's definitely one of my favorite punk vocalists, I think, for sure. And I've always admired their intricate melodies and their riffs. I mean, especially on Milo Goes to College, I love the bass riffs on that. That was Tony Lombardo on Milo Goes to College. And that album, I think, has my favorite bass lines out of their discography, personally. This documentary also talked about the origins of the Milo logo. And I loved that part because I used to draw that logo on like the Milo Goes to College, specifically that logo, all over my notebooks and my binders in high school. Like I was the kid that would just draw my favorite band logos and names on everything that I owned in high school. So I was drawing that all over the place. And so I loved hearing about that. I just love the album cover. It's so simple, but it's so iconic. And like, you know immediately that that is Descendants. Now, I personally, I love any kind of documentary. I'll pretty much watch a documentary about almost everything. If my mom and I are watching TV together and she's like, do you want to find a documentary to watch? I'm like, sign me up. I don't know why. I just love documentaries. When it's a documentary about music or something that I love, I am especially there. So I love watching music documentaries, of course. And one thing I love about music documentaries is when they show archival footage. That I love, especially if it's something that I've like never seen before, like a never before seen clip. I am so here for that. And they showed a lot of archival footage of some like really early Descendants shows. I love seeing like when they were young and first starting out, and it's so cool to see and hear their progression from then to now. So I love seeing those early shows, especially when they're playing in like these super small hole in the ground venues and now they're playing at festivals. I mean, I love that. Show me all the archival footage, please. When it comes to a music documentary, sign me up. And as for the archival footage as well, it wasn't just shows that they played. They also had some like behind the scene footage of some recording studio sessions. And that was cool too. I love seeing that. So that was one of my favorite parts as well, is that you got to see a lot of behind the scenes footage, some never before seen footage. So I am so here for that. Of course, like any documentary, it's going to show you photos as well too. So there were a lot of childhood photos of a lot of the band members. It showed them young. The documentary also showed photos of their rehearsal spaces or them in rehearsals in the recording studio, backstage photo. I mean, there were a ton of photos of them young, childhood photos. So that I loved as well. Just give me all the content, please. Like, I want to see all the footage that I can of my favorite bands. It kept it visually interesting. If someone was talking, they would overlay it with some archival clip or some old photos. So I really loved that. If you're looking to see some more footage or photos of Descendants, I definitely recommend checking this out for that. Another element that stuck out to me in this documentary was that when they were talking about the songwriting process for one of the songs or describing the lyrics for the song, they would then play that song and show the lyrics on screen in sync. And I really liked that because when they would talk about the meaning behind said song and then you see the lyrics visually with it, it just gave you a deeper meaning and understanding and appreciation for that song. I'm a songwriting nerd, I guess you can say. I'm the kind of person that when I hear a new song, I immediately want to look up the lyrics. I want to look up the lyric meaning. I will read the lyrics along to a song that I'm listening to. So I loved this part. And I think I touched on this earlier as well, that I liked learning about the deeper meanings and origins of their songs. But I liked that they showed you the lyrics on screen because it made you have an appreciation for the song and the lyrics after learning about its origins. Now, there were a couple of other really cool visual elements for me as well that stuck out to me. One of them was that there were a couple of these like cartoon moments, like animated moments. So there were a couple of times when one of the band members was recalling maybe something about their childhood or something from early Descendants days. And if they didn't have any footage or photos from this moment, they had animations of that moment. They had these little cartoons of the band members. They would show that on screen as the person was being interviewed or talking about this memory or moment. So I've never seen that in a documentary before, to my knowledge. I thought that was a really cool way to incorporate moments that didn't have a photo or a video correlating to it. I thought that was such a creative way to incorporate that, and that was one of my favorite parts. There was one scene that was animated that I don't want to get into the story. I think you should just watch it, but it took place on a boat, and I thought it was so funny. It cracked me up. So I loved that element. That was definitely a standout in this documentary, and I think something that really made it unique. Another visual that I loved is that there are a lot of different lineups when it comes to Descendants and all. There were times when different band members would leave, someone new would come in, and this was the same for both Descendants and all. There were several different lineups of these bands to kind of make it less complicated when explaining, like, and now at this point, this person came in, and then now this person came in. They had a visual timeline that they would show on screen, and I really liked that because I think if you're someone who maybe you didn't know the story of Descendants or all and you were watching this and learning about these people for the first time, it gave you a visual aid to see, like, okay, so now it's this year and these four people are in the band now. So that I really liked, and I thought that that was a great way to just make it easier when explaining something that honestly could be a little hard to follow for some people. Like, I get it. There was a new band member constantly in all of these bands. So I think that was a great, great way to incorporate that. And again, another unique element and visual in this documentary. So I really liked that. I thought that that was really cool. I touched in the beginning how this documentary had a lot of emotional elements. It also had a lot of humorous elements. I think both all in Descendants, but especially Descendants, they do have a great sense of humor, especially in a lot of their lyrics. You can hear a very comical side to them. I mean, they even spoke about how, like, they were a bunch of goofy, nerdy kids. Like, they said this themselves in the documentary, and they always laughed. They had a good time. So there were definitely a lot of like humorous elements, a lot of funny moments. And I really liked that. I liked that it showed you a whole range of Descendants and all of these band members from their emotional side to their humorous side. So I loved that as well. And I think that just really gives you overall an impression of who Descendants is, who all is. I liked that there were moments that didn't take themselves too seriously, and then other moments that definitely were very emotional and raw and real. So it gave you a wide range, a full spectrum. It was well-rounded. And of course, lastly, I didn't really touch on the other musicians that were interviewed, but I loved that as well because of course, you want to hear from the actual members of each band, but I loved hearing an outsider's perspective, especially from people like Dave Grohl, like the members of Bad Religion that were featured in this, Fat Mike, Mark Hoppus from Blink-182. There were a bunch. There were so many people interviewed for this, so I'm not going to go into everyone again because the list, you'd be bored to tears if I was just listing off the people. So it was cool to hear how many people were so inspired and influenced by both Descendants and all, and especially Milo Goes to College. I feel like that was an album that was referenced a lot. It was really, really cool to see other well-known musicians just praising and being inspired by other musicians. So I loved that element as well. I feel like there's not much more I can say on that. I touched on that a little bit, but I really wanted to focus more on the story elements that I loved and the visual elements that I loved as well. Overall, I loved this documentary, and I didn't just love it because I am a Descendants fan and their music means a lot to me, especially Milo Goes to College. I thought it was so well done. I thought the story was perfectly chronological. It was perfectly clear and concise, especially with the visual aids that I mentioned, like not only the archival footage and the photos, but the animation, also the visual timeline. I loved that element. I thought that was an incredible touch. I loved this documentary, especially the interviews were so interesting, so informative, but also engaging with the audience. I was trying to think last night as I was kind of just like making notes of what I wanted to say. I was like, was there anything I didn't like about this documentary? And honestly, no. I'm so trying hard to not be biased because I love Descendants. Overall, I loved it. I loved the visual elements. I loved the interviews. I love Bill Stevenson's perspective on things, especially. I think he was my favorite person being interviewed in the documentary because his story is just so fascinating. Overall, I think why you should watch this documentary, I think it's a great time capsule of this era of punk and also pop punk. A lot of people do refer to Descendants as pop punk. I could see why you would call them both. I think it's a great time capsule of that era. And I think if you are someone that loves learning about music and loves learning more about your favorite band or even a band you've never heard of, if you've never heard of Descendants, I think you should watch it. I think it's so interesting. And I think it's an important documentary because I want to keep punk alive, guys. Like, punk just, it means the world to me, and I want to keep this genre of music alive. And as long as we have documentaries that keep coming out, newer punk bands and people speaking on punk, like, this genre, it will never go away, okay? And I highly recommend to people who are fans of Descendants and all, and people who are not fans of Descendants and all, I think there is something for everyone, and learn a lot of new information on a band you may know or may not know. That is all for my documentary review. This is my first ever documentary review in video format, so we're trying something new, okay? And I kind of just wanted to talk freely about the things that interested me the most about this documentary and talk about it in a casual way. You know, I wanted to keep it casual and keep it real. I do want to end out with my song of the week. If you didn't know, I have a song of the week playlist on Spotify. It will be linked below. And every week I add a new song to it, either a song I'm loving recently or a song that kind of goes along with the theme of this week's episode. And for this week's episode, I thought I would pick two songs of the week, one from Descendants and one from All. So Descendants, I'm picking Clean Sheets because ever since they played that opening riff in the documentary, I was like, I forgot how good this song is because I hadn't listened to it in a while. And especially hearing how Bill wrote the song, I loved hearing that story. So I've had it in my head ever since and I've been playing it a lot recently. So that will be my first song of the week. And from All, I chose She's My Ex. They touched on that song at one point in the documentary as well, and that one has been in my head too, so I thought that I would choose both of those songs. You can find my Song of the Week playlist linked below, either in the YouTube description or in the show notes if you are listening to this on streaming, and I update it weekly, so you should be sure to check that out. That being said, if you want to follow me on some other social media platforms, I will have all of my links below in the description and show notes as well, also on screen if you're watching on video. All of my ads, my handles are at prettyinpunkpod. I post some short clips. I post graphics sometimes. I post stories. So especially on Instagram, I post a lot on there. So if you want to keep up, if you want to know what's going on in the world of Pretty and Punk, be sure to follow me on there. And I do post episodes every single Friday on all streaming platforms as well as YouTube. So you can find me on there. You can find me on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, so on and so on. I'm on all streaming platforms. So you can find me Pretty and Punk, the punk rock podcast. But thank you all so much for watching, and I will see you next Friday in the next episode.